Welcome to the Britpop Show, where you will find all your dreams. If your dreams are that you want to listen to 90s bangers like this.
Don't wanna let you down. I've been lucky, I was lost. Now I'm found. You could be the first in the universe's glass. The water burns, and that's why I get that shallow feeling that you love. I'll never learn that I can't win. Don't wanna make it right. You do, and it's your loss. I'm around. I don't mind doing everything. Hallelujah, you're the one. Come back now. Sometimes I get that shallow feeling that you love. That your hurt don't change a thing, because my
Embrace to start the show off, and why not? Because just because they're 90s, a little bit late 90s when you're talking about Britpop, because I remember their debut album came out in about 98. But they are very much welcome on this show, as are you. And if you want to get in touch, it's at the Britpop Show on Twitter. Feel free to make any requests that you want, as long as they are Britpop related, sometimes not. Right, what's the theme this week? Well, the theme has to do, you know, when you go shopping, and I went shopping in, I don't know, Waitrose. I know it's a bit posh, but I went there and you see all these magazines and you think, oh, yeah, I'll get one of those. And before you realise it, you spent a tenner on something which is nowhere near even as good as a book. And you could easily have got a book. Anyway, I bought one of those. It's called The 200 Greatest British Records of the 1990s Ranked. So I'm going to use this over the next few weeks when we don't have another theme. And essentially what I'm going to do, it's got singles, it's got the top 100 singles, and then it's also got the top 100 albums. And so what I'm going to do is run through those. I think I'm probably going to have to break it down into four separate parts. So I think what we'll do today is 100 to 50 on the top 50 singles. Don't shoot me, I'm just the messenger. But let's start with, so 100, we've got Fatboy Slim, Praise You. Then we've got 99, Denim, Middle of the Road. 98, Dodgy, Staying Out for the Summer.
Playing games in the rain, the hills and the forties. signs. So what happens now? Where did you go? So what happens now? Where did you go?
Okay, so the theme this week is the makers of Uncut magazine have done this ridiculous list of top 100 singles and top 100 albums from the 90s, and we can all listen to it and all disagree with it. 98 was Dodgy staying out for the summer, and they said Dodgy's breezy, sun-kissed calling card captured the indie pop optimism of the early 90s and guaranteed them so many 4 p.m. main stage festival slots they must have wished for cloning technology to advance apace. Not really sure what that means, to be honest. Then 97, you've just heard it, Menswear Daydreamer. And what do they say about that? They say Menswear were absolutely a construct of their time. Hyped before they existed, splashed across magazine covers before they released a song, and in Daydreamer, creators of the most scientifically Britpop song imaginable. Sleeper riffs, wire seals, steals, and all. I'll go with that a bit more. So 96, you've got Mogwai, Summer. 95, you've got New Order, Regret. 94, Pulp, Sorted for Ease and Whiz. But I suspect Pulp were going to get some get a bit more airtime, so we'll hang off on that for a minute. 93, Blue Tones, Blue Tonic. We played that last week, so I'm not going to play that again this week. Then we've got Aphex Twin, Window Licker. Remember that? 91, Animals That Swim, Faded Glamour. 90, Primal Scream, Moving On Up. 89, The Fall, Telephone Thing. 88, The Auteurs, Lenny Valentino. 87, Beautiful South, Don't Marry Her. I'd love to play that one. Primal Scream, Come Together. Everything But The Girl, Walking Wounded, 85th. 84, Future Sound of London, Papua New Guinea. And then we get back to some serious Britpop. 83 is Blur, Country House. And 82 is Radiohead, Street Spirit.
I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Cut out in the centuries, anxiety. Yes, it plays on him. It's getting bad, trying to sit down. Lives in a house, very big house in the country. Watching afternoon repeats and the food he eats in the country. He takes a manner of pills and piles up analyst bills in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm, that's a rural charm in the country. He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going Jack and Jory. In touch with his own mortality. He's reading balls and looking bad poses. It's a helping hand that makes you feel wrong as you're blind. Oh, it's a century's remedy. But the thing that haunts
Now, the eagle-eared amongst you will have noticed that I didn't play Radiohead Street Spirit because I've seen the list. I know what's coming up. So it was deliberate, honestly. Right, so 81, Kinnicky, Come Out Tonight. Then we've got 80, Paul Weller, Out of the Sinking. 79, Morrissey, Dagenham Days. 78, St. Etienne, Only Love Can Break Your Heart. Now, when I first started this show a long time ago, 5 years ago, I had a huge debate with one of my mates, Ed, about whether St. Etienne was Britpop or not. And he said, look it up, Google it. St. Etienne are Britpop. I said, they're definitely not Britpop. I Googled it, and the answer was, actually, they might be Britpop. But anyway, there, 78th, 77th is the beautiful South Rotterdam. And then 76th is Pulp Babies.
Saw you next day, I really couldn't tell, cause she might go and tell your mother. And so you went with me. Oh yeah, it was coming on, and I thought I heard you laughing. Wait, it's mom and dad, we're gone. I listened outside, I heard you. Yeah.
Kerris Matthews, Catatonia were a treasure of the later 1990s, as light-hearted as Space and the Supernaturals, but capable of hammering out some fairly mighty rock noise when they wanted to. Their first major hit, Mulder and Scully, was less of an X-Files tribute and more of a musing on the universal mysteries of love. That's what this nonsense list says about Catatonia, Mulder and Scully, which hit number 74 on their top 100 singles of the 90s. 73 is Echo Belly, Great Things. They said, "I want to do great things," Sonia Madden declared on the second single from Echo Belly's sophomore album, On, which incidentally was 30 years old, as you know, because you listened to the show a couple of weeks ago. By reshaping Morrissey's suede head with a permanent smile on her face for her band's only top 20 hit, she came remarkably close.
I want it now, I want it now. Not the promises of what tomorrow brings. I need to live in dreams today. I'm tired of the song that sorrow sings. And I want more than I can give. Just trying to forget. I'd walk to you through rings of fire and never let you know. Under skin is where I hide love that always gets me on my knees. And I want more than I can give. Just trying to forget. Nothing ever lasts forever. Nothing ever lasts forever. Nothing ever lasts forever. Nothing ever lasts forever. Now, I want it now. Don't tell me that my ship is coming in. Nothing comes to those who wait. Time's running out the door you're running in. So I want more than I can give. Just trying to forget. Nothing ever lasts forever. Nothing ever lasts forever. Nothing ever lasts forever. Nothing ever lasts forever. Shadows in the field coming to you. All the shadows in the field coming to you. All the shadows in the field coming to you. All the shadows in the field coming to you. All the shadows in the field.
From Echo Belly to Echo and the Bunnymen, that one goes out to T, who's a regular listener and no doubt was pretty happy with us playing Echo and the Bunnymen, which is quite a rare thing for us to do. And it's also probably a good time for me to shout out to new listener Charlie, who says he's just got hold of the Britpop show and he's doing some listening to some of the back podcasts, which you can do on any place you want to listen. I listen on Podbean, you can do Amazon, basically anywhere but Spotify, even just on the good old internet. Anyway, Charlie says he thinks that the show is a good accompaniment to his commute. So welcome, Charlie. Welcome to the gang. But back to this list. 71st, The Chemical Brothers, Hey Boy, Hey Girl. 70th, Kula Shaker, Govinda. 69th, in that coveted place, Reef, Place Your Hands.
Right now.
back to the list after Reef. We have 68, Radiohead, Fake Plastic Trees. And I had a request from Sophie in America to play that. Unfortunately, I don't have it on the system. I'm trying to get it on the system next week. I'm really sorry, Sophie. And then 67, Sleeper, In Betweener. Now, you know the drill on the Britpop show. If you're not happy with the music, you can, well, you know where to go. But this week, I'm very happy to have complaints about music because it's not chosen by me. It's chosen by this ridiculous list of top 100 singles from this magazine that I bought. So if you don't agree with it, let me know at the Britpop show. And we've just jumped from Echoes, from Sleeper, in fact, to Supergrass. And it's quite a big jump on the list. So 67 was Sleeper in between us, 66 World of Twist, Sons of the Stage, 65 Embrace, All You Good Good People. We, of course, started with some Embrace this week. Gene for the Dead at 64, Me, 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 Hanging Around at 63, Verve, All in the Mind, 62, Earl Brutus, The SAS, and The Glam That Goes With It at 61. Then you can probably hear me turning the page because I do have this magazine. 60, The Mike Flowers Pops, Wonderwall. I mean, what is that doing in there? The Chemical Brothers, Setting Sun, Shaq Comedy at 58, Supergrass at 57, which is what you've just heard, Caught by the Fuzz. And at 56, Black Grape, Funky Music, Reverend Black Grape.
know she makes you cry. I know she makes you laugh. I'd be good to you if I could. I'd make you happy. If I had a son, I'd be good to my daddy. You lost your daughter, bet it's not the same as yours. No country boy. But I bet it's not the same as your no country boy.
So 56, Black Grape, Reverend Black Grape. 55, Shed 7, Mark. Funny that's quite so high. Spiritualized, Any Way That You Want Me. 53, Super Furry Animals, The Man Don't Give a... 52, The Charlatans, North Country Boy, which we've just heard. 51, Prodigy, Firestarter. I was very tempted, people, very tempted. And that's it. We've done the top, 100 to 50. So that leaves the top 50 for some other time. We will adhere to that numerical shackle like good little boys. But it's now, I couldn't resist it, could I? 30 years since this single was released by Oasis. That's the end of the show. Thanks again for listening. If you really want to go and check it out, I don't think you'll be able to find it on the supermarket shelves anymore. But if you really want to go and check it out, no doubt one of your mates may have this 200 greatest British records of the 1990s ranked. Otherwise, you'll just have to listen to the next show where we take you from 50 to the first. There's some bangers in there too. Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.
Imagination are the finest.